Have I ever told you that I really like the sound of your voice? Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but I just. How do I explain it? I don't know, something about your voice. It's just so warm and comforting. I admit, I sometimes call you up and just because I miss the sound of your voice. No, I'm not kidding. I really do like the sound of your voice. I know, random. No, I won't say it's beautiful. I'm sure you're sick of hearing me say beautiful. You're beautiful, even though you really are beautiful. So, do you wanna take a seat on the bed or? No, I can't dominate you. I mean, I guess I could, you know? I could throw you and. No, I don't think it'd be appropriate to throw you on the bed. I don't know many throws. Well, I guess I could Ippon-Sanagi you, but. I don't think I'd appreciate you breaking the. I'm rambling here. I don't know why I'm nervous. You're nervous. I'm nervous. We're all nervous. So yeah, we're here. My bedroom. Yeah, I'll just cute. You think it's cute? You know, you really shouldn't call me cute. Oh, is that a threat? What are you gonna do? No, put me down. No, I. Shut up. Just because you're bigger than me doesn't mean you can just pick me up and carry me over your shoulder. You know, this is all about supposed to be about you know. Fine. Come on, get on bed. No, not in that way. Baka. Come on, sit on the bed. Get on the bed with me. No, we've already established it. Established not in that way. Now, take your shirt off. What? I'm trying to convince you that you're beautiful, so yeah, it is mandatory for you to take your shirt off. Come on, I'm not going to judge. I just want to. I just want to worship you. Can I do that, Senpai? Worship you? What? That was my normal voice. if it makes you feel better, I'll take my pants off. Yeah, you know, if I'm okay with taking my pants off, you should be okay with taking your shirt off, right? Okay, fine. Here, I'll sit my trousers off. Do, do, do. One leg out, then the other. There. Just me, my shirt, this shirt, and my boy shorts. Is that okay? Come on, off with thy shirt. See? That wasn't so difficult, was it? Yes, you do look beautiful. You still don't believe me. Fine, lie on your back. Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you to lie on your back. Come on, don't make me wrestle you onto your back. Good boy. I'll just straddle you. What? Your lap's comfy, you know? Really comfy. And let's continue where we left off. Here at your jaw. You do taste really sweet. Can I nibble on you? Yeah, just a little nibble. I'm only going to nibble on your neck. I promise I won't bite. I'll only bite if you want me to. Just to kiss the soft skin of your neck. Now, I'll just gently bite on your soft skin. And then, I'll just gently suck on it. See? Not so bad, huh? Am I marking you? a little too late to be asking that. I've already marked you once. With a little tiny bite on your neck. May I continue? Your neck is so smooth and tender. I'm just going to nibble a bit more. That's okay with you? I really do love the soft skin of your neck. Can I move lower? Yeah, just glide my lips down to your clavicle. The soft curve of your collarbone right here. And just run my tongue across it. Is that a shiver? You taste good. At any time you feel comfortable, you're free to push me off. But I'd really like to continue. And run my hands over these strong shoulders. Just run my palm across those shoulders, down to your biceps. Are you flexing? Don't worry, you look good. Your skin is so warm under my touch. I'll kiss my way down to your chest. Let me just move my hands up from your biceps to your chest. I'll lean back a bit and just trace each peck with my hands. Such soft, delicate curves. You're so warm. So warm. Do you mind if I trace your nipples? You're free to laugh. Am I tickling you? Yeah, I don't get that. I love your laugh. I am a sucker for your laugh. Such a lovely sound. Yeah, just brush my fingertips over your pecs. Just tracing little circles around into them. It does tickle a bit, doesn't it? Now, I don't know if you shave or not, but the little bristle of hair on your chest is cute. You can just
brush through the little bristle of hair with my fingers. I'll lean back and take hold of one of your arms. Just use my palms to glide down your left arm. We'll return to your right arm in a bit, but I just want to admire these strong arms. I don't know if you know this, but I have a small thing for forearms, and you have such lovely forearms. Sometimes your veins are really, really prominent. Like so, look. Here, I'll show you. If you turn your hand, palm facing up, see? If you look on your forearm, you can just about see those veins. Juicy looking veins. What is it about these veins I like so much? Oh, you know, I can just trace them in my fingertips or my tongue. And just trace my tongue up and down these veins. You really do have nice forearms. It tickles a bit, doesn't it? How big your hands are. They're so big in comparison to mine. Here, I'll show you. If you press your palm against mine, and your fingers against mine, see? You can see how tiny my fingers are in comparison to yours. So tiny. But those gaps are where my fingers perfectly fit into yours. I'll just kiss each and every finger and thumb. Your palm, the back of your hand, I love every little detail about you. Let me just repeat my tracing of your veins on your other arm. Yes, you get the same attention. I want to worship each and every inch of you, if you allow me. move on to this cuddly stomach of yours, shall we? I love how cuddly you are. This stomach of yours is so cute and warm. I can just nuzzle my face against it. Am I tickling you again? You're gonna laugh. I might as well tickle you. I'll just rub my hand down your side. Yeah. And just kiss this gorgeous stomach of yours. So gorgeous and cuddly. Don't worry, I won't bite. Just a few little nipples. I won't bruise you. Just smack you just a little. And I'll just trace these ribs of yours. Just trace each and every rib with my fingertips. Ever so lightly. Yes, I really do love your cuddly stomach. Okay, I'll get off your lap now. I'll just sit in between your legs and bring my hands down. Do you mind if I? No, only with your permission. I'll tell you what, if it makes you feel a little more comfortable, I'll take my panties off for you. Why not the shirt? Well, this is my favorite shirt. What do you mean, is that my shirt? No, I don't think this is your shirt. No, I've always had an oversized flannel shirt. No, it didn't grow overnight. Yeah, I know its sleeves are a bit big for me and it practically goes down my bottom, but you're changing the subject. This is supposed to be about you. So, shall I take these trousers off? Is that a yes? Okay, no, I won't take your underwear off, just your trousers. Sorry, these trousers are pretty fiddly. Let's take these trousers off and then put them to
Yeah, you're gonna have to lift your bottom up. Just put them to the side. There. Now I have access to your lovely broad thighs. Now just run my hands up to your chest, then down to your stomach. Now sit in between your legs again, and you can lie back again, unless you'd like to watch me trace you, trace the rest of you. I love your thighs. No, I'm not kidding. These thighs are pretty beautiful as well. So strong and muscular. I'll run my palms up your thighs. One hand on each thigh, and just slowly run my hands up from your knees up your thighs. You're so warm. Cute underwear too. Okay, since you've removed your trousers and I haven't took my shirt off yet, would it be okay if I took my boy shorts off for you? Would that be fair? Yeah? Let me just kneel up and peel them down my bottom. Pull them down my thighs. And then kick them off to the side. Better? Now back to you. You really do have lovely thighs. I'll just press my lips against your left thigh and run my hands down to your shins and just gently massage you. You don't mind if I give you little thigh hickeys, do you? Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about your other thigh. Nothing's wrong. What do you mean? I'm not flushing. I just really, really like your thighs. Do I?
why would I think of your thighs? I already know I have a thing for your thighs. But it doesn't mean I want to. Yes, I have touched myself thinking of your thighs. Yes, I have admitted it. I really, really like your thighs. What do I want to do with them? You know, just kiss and nibble on them. Why do you think I want to do more? I am not eyeing up your thighs. I'm just admiring them. You really want to know what I'd love to do to your thighs? Why don't I show you? I'll just... Do you have a preference on which thigh I use? This one. Okay. I'll just straddle your thigh. Yeah, your thigh's going to get pretty wet. Yeah, you've done that to me. I've actually thought of you for a while now. It's no big secret. I may or may not have a teeny tiny little crush on you. I've thought about using those thighs to get off. Just like this. Just to straddle your thigh and ride your thigh. And just grind my hips like this. Back and forth. And just rub my little clit against your thigh. Just like that. I'll put my hands here on your chest for a little leverage. Oh, it feels so good. You make me feel so good. You make me so wet. Because you're so beautiful. Inside and out. No, not just for your body. Your body is beautiful, but your personality, you as a person, are so beautiful. Can I grind a bit faster? Oh, your thigh feels so good. Rubbing it against my clit. It feels so good. Riding your thigh. Oh. You watching me? Oh. Don't look away. Why not? You keep giving me this look. You're going to make me blush.
Yes, I want to ride your thigh harder. Just like. Am I close? Yes, I'm close. I'm really close. Oh, I love how your hands feel against my thighs. The way you grab my hips towards you and your palms feel so good against my skin. So warm. So oh, I'm so close. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. What? Don't look away. You want to watch me come? Watch me come. Jack. Ooh, this was supposed to be about you, not about me. It's supposed to be about you, remember? So, what do you say? Do you think it's time for me to whip your wand out?